On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're discussing a bill working its way through the legislature that would require the national anthem, the Star-Spangled Banner, to be played or sung before all sporting events at venues that receive any public funding. What are your thoughts on the national anthem bill? It's 800-642-1234. One of the bill's sponsors is Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz from Waniwak. His district includes Juneau County and parts of Richland, Sauk, Vernon, and Monroe counties. He is a member of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee. He's an organic farmer and a veteran. Representative Kurtz, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, Kate, and thank you very much for having me this morning.
Good morning. You were motivated to draft this bill after you heard about the Dallas Mavericks not playing it at its games earlier this season. How did that decision by the Mavericks make you feel?
Well, as you mentioned, I am a veteran. I served 20 years on active duty in the Army. My wife had 14 years on active duty in the Army. She was an Army nurse. And when I heard that the owner of the Dallas Mavericks just decided one day not to play the national anthem due to whatever reasons he had, maybe he just didn't want the controversy, that did bother me. That did bother other veterans. And so that's why I felt a need to say, you know, I don't want that to happen in our state. And so that's why we, along with myself and Senator Pat Testin from the Stevens Point area, we crafted this piece of legislation and then brought it forward.
Well, when it first came to light in February that the Mavs hadn't been following league policy and playing the anthem, owner Mark Cuban, he issued a statement, and it said in part, "I have always stood for the anthem with the hand over my heart, no matter where I hear it played. But we also hear the voices of those who do not feel the anthem represents them. We feel they also need to be respected and heard because they have not been heard." How do you feel about his words?
You know, and I respect his opinion, and I understand people's concern. But one thing to me, we are one nation. And we have done some unbelievable things over the last 200 years. And we've done some things, frankly, that as a citizen of the United States, I'm not too proud of either. But at the end of the day, we are all Americans. And to me, as a veteran, the national anthem represents all of us. And yes, I understand his point. I understand that some feel they're not being represented. But that's why in this piece of legislation, it has no punishment. It's just, say, a reflection on who we are as a people, why we have the ability, if somebody wants to kneel during the national anthem or to sit or however they decide to do that. We have that right because of literally millions of men and women that have served this country. And at the end of the month, in the end of May, we're going to honor Memorial Day, where over more than a million men and women has given their life so that we have those freedoms. So I understand that. I respect it. But once again, we got to reflect on who we are as a nation and why we have those rights.
Representative Kurtz, you mentioned kneeling. How do you feel about kneeling during the anthem to call attention to racial inequality, to call attention to police brutality?
So I during the committee hearing process, I was asked that same question from some of my colleagues on the other side, and I was very frank. I said, you know, personally, that does bother me. And I don't like that. And to be honest with you, Kate, I should have that right not to like that. But I also know that if somebody wants to kneel, they have that right in this country because of all the men and women that have served before me and during when I served so that we could have those rights. And that's what I think gets lost in this entire conversation is our nation, for all its good and for, yes, some bad, we still have these rights that, frankly, and I've been in a lot of different parts of the world where they don't have those rights. And I just want us to make sure that we remember that and that, you know, we are all one big nation, one big family. It's dysfunctional at times. I'm not going to lie about that. But it's something that I think we can – I have respect for them. I'm not going to lie. I actually respect that they have the guts to do that because they know they're going to have the backlash. But, I mean, I personally don't like that, but I respect their right to do that.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz. His district includes the city of Reedsburg, Juneau County, other counties as well. You can join in. Do you support passing a state law that would require the national anthem to be played before sports? What are your thoughts about this legislation? 800-642-1234. Let's look a little bit more closely. The language of your bill is broad enough that is it's seen as applying to any publicly funded venue, including parks and school grounds. How would you expect this to work with youth sports?
You know, I would like for instance, when I leave my beautiful area of Waniwak and I drive down to the Madison to the Capitol, I get on the interstate, and along the interstate, DeForest has a beautiful sports complex. And it's quite simple. At the morning, say 8 o'clock in the morning, prior to all the activities that are going to happen on a Saturday or a Sunday there, they could play the national anthem over their loudspeakers there. The same thing in Richland Center. I'm proud to represent Richland Center. They have a very nice sports complex, baseball, soccer field, just outside of this north there of the city. They could do the same thing. You know, I had a conversation with some folks from UW that said, how would this work? And I would say, you know what, UW system, you determine that. I don't expect you to do it at, you know, intramural sports or things like that. But at a Badger game, yeah, I would certainly hope you would do this. And I guess to your point, Kate, you know, this isn't unprecedented because right now in public schools and obviously public funded schools, you know, every morning it's required to play the national anthem or do the Pledge of Allegiance. And so we actually do this. You know, there is precedence for that. There's not a penalty for that either. If a school for some reason doesn't do that, if a child or a parent doesn't want their child to participate, there's no punishment for that. They have the right not to participate. But we are actually doing that now in our public schools each morning.
There are no enforcement mechanisms in your bill, like fines. Why is that?
Because I do think that's crossing the line. I know I've been criticized for forced patriotism. I want this to be voluntary. And like I mentioned earlier, when I just mentioned about the Pledge of Allegiance and the national anthem in schools each school day, you know, that too does not have any penalty or any fine or anything. I do think that's crossing the line when you say, if you don't do this, this is your penalty. I think that is crossing the line. And I've actually been very, very vocal on that. And so I do want to say one other thing. You know, when this first was introduced and we did have a hearing in the Assembly Committee, I was very happy that the Wisconsin American Legion, the Wisconsin Veterans of Foreign Wars, two of our largest veteran organizations, both came and testified in support of this legislation. So, you know, it is something that, you know, a good percentage of veterans are supportive of, obviously our two largest veteran organizations. And so that's kind of, you know, I just wanted to get that for, because I'm not hearing that in newsprint or the media about, you know, our two largest veterans organizations are also supportive of this.
Let's bring in Adam now in Madison with thoughts on this bill. Adam, hi.
Hi, how are you today?
Doing well. What would you like to say about the bill?
I just am in shock that the Republican Party thinks that this is a winning issue. It's a big waste of time. And if you don't think as legislators that in Wisconsin we have more serious issues, you should really resign.
Okay. So, and Adam here is saying that this shouldn't be a focus, Representative Kurtz.
Well, and I get a lot. I get some comments about, you know, is this all you're doing? And the answer is no. We are doing so many other things down in Madison. But to me, as a veteran, this is important. And I'll explain this. So last Monday, a week ago, Monday, I was down in Richland Center, and I was doing a listening session. And the vast majority of the people at that listening session were my age or older. And they weren't necessarily on my side of the aisle, so to your caller's question. And I mentioned, I said, you know, in my opinion, we're at a point in our country where we're very similar to what during the Vietnam War. And every one of those heads in that audience shook their head like, yes. And we are. We are at a very strange place in our country right now. And to me, this is important because we have to get back to who we are as a nation. And I mentioned it earlier with you, Kate. We are one country. And at the end of the day, we all do have to get along. And to say that I am not somewhat nervous, I don't want to use this, or scared about our path forward right now, because we are on shaky ground. Mm-hmm. We are divided. And at the end of the day, as a nation, we have to remember, okay, we are one nation. We have so many good things to offer. Do we have work to do? You better believe it. But we can do that as one nation. So go ahead, Kate. I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. I'm just going to reintroduce you here. We have Representative Tony Kurtz on the line as we discuss the National Anthem Bill that passed his chamber. Do you compete in sports on publicly funded fields? How do you feel about the National Anthem being required before games? What does the Star-Spangled Banner mean to you? And regarding ag-related legislation, how do you feel about grants for the tourism industry and marketing the state's cranberry industry? 800-642-1234. Back in a minute for more Stay Cap on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. We're talking with Republican Representative Tony Kurtz of Waniwak. His district is in the central part of the state. He's a certified organic farmer on 230 acres. And we will be looking at ag-related legislation and the rise of farm bankruptcies in Wisconsin in a moment. But first, let's go back to the phones with June in Stevens Point. Hi, June. What would you like to say about the National Anthem Bill?
Hello. Yes, I have two things I'd like to say about it, and they're kind of related. In terms of the national anthem, I am an American. I stand for the flag, and I stand for the flag. It's not just a song. To me, it represents America, but even more, it represents all those people who bled and died for this country so that I could be at this moment at this time. So I do it out of respect and pride and deep thoughts about all the people who went before me. And secondarily, I think the counterforce here, really, the people who refuse to and are making an issue and sit on their behinds really have no perspective in history. But even more, this is part of the cancel culture. You're trying to get rid of things that are significant and represent America. America has a culture, a proud history.
Let's get Representative Kurtz to jump in here. Go ahead.
Well, first of all, thank you for those comments, because I couldn't agree more. And like I said earlier, Kate, you know, we're at a period in our country that we do need to try to get some unification, try to get something that's bigger than all of us. And to me, and once again, you know, the national anthem speaks that to me. So,
Dan in Appleton has thoughts. Dan, go ahead.
Follow up on that previous one, the only cancel culture here is the representative trying to cancel people's respectful protests. If you don't like the fact that people are sitting or kneeling during the national anthem, maybe you should address the root causes of those issues rather than try to do some grandstanding here and just pull on the heartstrings and force patriotism. As a veteran, I would expect you to know better.
And so, Dan, and Dan's comments there, if you couldn't hear because of the phone line, you know, looking to address the root causes of structural racism that also run against what he sees as people's choice to, you know, to listen to the national anthem in what way they would like.
You know, and I'll go back to my service. My wife was an Army nurse. I flew helicopters. And when I went back to Iraq in 2003, unfortunately, you know, I would put body bags in the back of a helicopter. And I can honestly say, in the military, we don't see black or white. At least I didn't, at least the people I worked with. So, you know, I understand there's racism in all nations. Like I said earlier, we have work to do. I don't dismiss that. But I also know that at the end of the day, particularly in the military, they have a job to do. Race does not come into it. You take the task at hand and you complete the mission. And I just want to have the message that we are one nation, that we do have to get along. Do we have work to do? I've throughout this call, I've said, I've acknowledged we have work to do. And so to me, we can do that as one nation.
We're talking state politics with Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz. He represents Juneau County, parts of four nearby counties, including the city of Reedsburg. Representative, let's look at ag-related legislation now. You support three bills that would specifically boost grants for cranberry and potato marketing in the tourism industry. What do you see that these industries need more tax support?
Well, basically to develop those markets. Most of your listeners know, at least I hope they know, that cranberry, we're the largest producer of cranberries in the world. It's one of our bigger exports. And we actually don't put a lot of research, a lot of funding behind that. And so this would provide that boost to that industry to kind of take it to the next level. And the same thing with potatoes. A lot of people don't realize, you know, we're one of the top producers in the
third largest potato producing state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so let's really take advantage of that. And something that, I mean, maybe we'll have time, you know, Senator Joan Baldwin and I, a few weeks ago, introduced an agricultural export bill that basically would put $5 million over the next several years into promoting our agricultural exports to include cranberries, to include potatoes, to include our wonderful dairy products and cheese. And it's interesting because, you know, our $104 billion agricultural economy, we export less than 3%. I think last year in 2020 was around $3 billion of exports. So we have a tremendous opportunity to grow those exports, cranberries, potatoes, et cetera. And so that's something that I'm really excited about as we move forward the next couple of weeks to get that bill across the finish line.
Yeah, I mean, how would they achieve these benchmarks? That is a lot of movement for exports.
Well, and so I personally, Kate, I think we should have goals, you know, and I actually had this conversation with the Department of Ag, Trade and Consumer Protection. Great folks over there. They're doing a good job, but they need some resources. And those resources obviously is money to put behind that. And we've never, as a state, we've never really made a commitment to expand those exports. And so just to have a benchmark, you know, the Wisconsin cheese makers last session when we introduced this bill, which, by the way, passed with 99 votes in the assembly, and unfortunately it never got voted on in the Senate because, you know, obviously the horrible COVID hit our state. But but the point is, the cheesemakers talked about doubling in a decade. So, you know, have a goal. You know, it's based on, you know, 25% increase from, you know, at the end of this year. We'll kind of go with those numbers. And I think let's set a goal. And nobody has said, no, that's not achievable. They all understand it's a goal. And it's something I think we let's be honest. As Wisconsin farmers, Wisconsin processors that produce all the water, food, cheese, et cetera, they want this, and they are excited for an opportunity to expand those exports worldwide.
Very quickly here, we only have a few moments left, but we've talked a number of times on the program about the rise of farm bankruptcies in our state. How do you think lawmakers should be responding?
Well, it's to looking in economic areas in our rural communities. I mean, that's something, and unfortunately, you know, this has been going on for several years. You know, it happened actually, you know, 2015 to now, but it's investment into rural communities. I mean, everybody loves, you know, rural farms and rural communities, but now it's like, okay, let's put our money where our mouth is, and that's with broadband, that's with economic development. You know, I was down in Richland Center, like I said the other day, and I'll be down there again now to today. You know, they haven't experienced growth in almost 15 years. Well, right now they have an opportunity for that, but they need some economic help to get, you know, to get them across the finish line to get more housing. And so we have to invest in rural communities, and that's something that we haven't done very, very effectively in the last several years.
Representative Kurtz, thank you for joining us.
Kate, thank you, and all your listeners have a great day. I appreciate the time.
You too. Tony Kurtz is a Republican state representative from Waniwak. He was first elected to the Assembly in 2018. Coming up, the State Capitol Report continues with Democratic State Representative Dora Drake of Milwaukee. She was newly elected to the Assembly last November. We look at her priorities for her native Milwaukee and why representation matters with diverse voices and perspectives at the table. That's after a news update on the Ideas Network.